It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
With my CD player this morning. And I put the wrong CD in. It's really a strange morning here in the studio right now, let me tell you. Hey, Larry Tuneforce live, though, with Speak Out 2.0. Today's Thursday the 30th. We're wrapping up the month here. And happy birthday to rock musician Lenny Davison of the Dave Clark Five. And I didn't have any Dave Clark Five music, but I did look for some. But he is 75 today. And the show every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And if you have any questions for our guest today, who is John Paniker, the Executive Director of the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. And that's our number. Call. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. As soon as I get my act together here.
All right.
I can't believe I got here like 20 minutes early, and I got the wrong CD in, and then, oh, well. What's new with the chamber?
You know, we're just, this is typically a slower time of year for us, but with all the things that we have going on and all the events that we have coming up, you know, you're part of that whole planning stuff. We're in planning stages for Oktoberfest, and we're probably, I would expect, at our next ambassador meeting, going to find out who our next chairperson of Taste of Bullhead is.
Ah, so, it's time to pick that, huh?
I would say it's probably time. I mean, we might be a little bit ahead or a little bit behind, but this is about the time they'll get rolling on that,
too. Yeah, and because that next meeting is coming up next Wednesday.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Next How many Wednesday. People have said they would be interested in chairing it?
Well, she doesn't know yet, but I'm going to go back and try and convince last year's chair to be the chair.
Oh, that's a good idea. And her boss approved it?
You know, he doesn't know yet, but I'm going to try and... So, yeah.
You better start with him first.
Yeah, then. So the way it ended last year, in the final weeks heading up to Taste of Bullhead, so Jackie Walker was our chair, and Toby Cotter is her boss, and Toby had said, you won't do this again.
Right.
You know.
Because the amount of time it takes.
It does take a lot of time, yeah. But she's so talented that she gets through a lot of these things very quickly. But after the event, he said, well, that was really good. And that was, you know, a lot of publicity for the city and for Jackie and how well she had done in that. So at that time, that's when I should have jumped on it.
Yeah.
You know, when the iron was hot. But I didn't. So I'm going to go back and have to refresh his memory about how, remember how well it went and how much notoriety. And so we'll see. That would be the ideal situation. I know that we have enough people. We've got about 26 or 27 ambassadors now.
Right.
So I think
spread the work out a little bit.
We do have some other people, I think, that would be capable of running it. But she was really, really good.
Yeah, I know. Well, and she's a detailed individual.
Yeah.
And you got to be when you're the chairperson. Make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and whatnot. And then Oktoberfest is probably coming up before that.
That's September 28th. Yeah, so we're up to our eyeballs in that right now. You know, Melody's our chair for that.
Second year in a row.
Yeah, and last year was our first year. And I thought she did a great job, you know, working with all the ambassadors.
Well, she ran out of beer.
Yeah.
I guess I can't blame That's her. It's
almost enough to fire her. Yeah, so they've, you know, it was funny when we talked about it afterwards. Rob, the guy from Canyon, said, well, for a one-day event, this is how much beer they send.
Right.
And so, We ran out four times.
Yeah, and he was running around getting beer from other bars in town and everything.
Three times he went out and bought more kegs or borrowed kegs from other bars. But he promised us that that will not be an issue this year. They're bringing a larger truck with more kegs in it.
Good.
And so running out of beer will not be an issue.
Good, because it was a lot of fun, and they're working on the bands.
Yeah, and I know that we have, excuse me, I know that we have Kid Nick already locked up. We have another one that I'm really excited about. We just got to get the contract in. You know, Juan Lizarraga from Thunderbird is on that committee, and so he's working on getting that handled. It's more of a classic rock kind of band, which I think would be awesome.
Sure.
I think that would, you know, it's Oktoberfest, so we should probably have an Oompa band, but I think as long as we dump in some Oompa music here and there.
Well, and Kid Nick can do that.
Yeah.
They can make a couple of those songs in there, and then when the older generation goes to bed, they can change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Get a little bit more current, yeah.
Right.
You know, and we one of the things that we're adding this year is a tug of war. So that's something that Tristan and Todd Levitt, Tristan Johnson down at Horizon, and Todd Levitt are working on the activities, and they brought that up, and I said nope, and everyone kind of pouted, and I said, well, I'll check with our insurance agent, and our insurance agent said, you know, they're going to have to sign waivers saying that you know, if I pull my arm off, then, or I pull somebody else's arm off, then I won't hold the chamber liable for it, but. So we're working on that. As long as they and anybody that's standing by there watching, if the rope snaps and they end up getting hit, then our insurance covers that. So I said, all right, let's do it. The kid zone is going to be even bigger.
Okay.
Susie's Bounce House Rentals, you know, they always donate the stuff for nonprofits. So. They're donating, and he was a little. I met with Andrew over there a few days ago, and he had said that he wants to do it even bigger, because he had their biggest hit is like a 40-foot water slide.
Wow!
That he just didn't have the room for it last year, so we're going to make sure he has the room for it this year.
Okay, good.
So a lot of good.
So now the big question that people ask, but they don't want to call in and ask, is why is it Oktoberfest and you're holding it in September?
Because if you, and I logged a lot of hours sitting inside beer garden at
I'm sure you did,
tents in Germany in October, during Oktoberfest. It actually starts in September.
Oh, it does. Okay.
The bulk of Oktoberfest is, you know, here it's a one-day thing. There it's like a two-week thing.
Right.
The bulk of it is in October, and it leads up to this thing called Fasching, which is kind of like a month-long Halloween celebration that they have.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. From what I can remember.
The pictures you saw?
Yes. Drank a lot of Hofbräu.
Yeah. Well, someone told you you had a good time?
Yes. But they, you know, they have beer gardens that hold, down the biggest one down in Munich, they have beer tents that hold 10,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, it's really a sight to see 10,000 people singing.
In a tent?
Singing all at once, yeah. Well, remember, in Germany, the weather is kind of like our Midwest.
Yeah.
So imagine being, you know, the first week of October being in Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got to do the tent. And they got heaters in there and everything, huh?
Well, there's a lot of hot air in there. Let's just say that. Yeah, so that's the deal. It starts, you know, and we could have moved it into October as well, but there's other events with Cornfest there's other events going on in October that we do want to worry about buckling out into, you know, banging into other events. So we moved it back then.
So now, if there's somebody out there that's listening and they say, well, I don't belong to the chamber, what are the benefits of a business person, restaurant, store, whatever, why would they want to join the chamber?
Well, you know, I go to a lot of conventions and we talk about this all the time. What relevancy does the chamber still have? With social media and everything else, you can advertise your business any way you want. So are we still the ribbon cutting and mixer people? Well, we love, and you know this because you're the chair, we love doing ribbon cuttings and bringing people out to your business and saying, here we are, look at, tell us about your company, tell us about what you do. And mixers, they've just been getting bigger, you know.
Right.
We do two a month now, and they're packed.
Yeah, the one at Culver's was jam-packed.
Yeah. Yeah, we poured outside onto the little patio out there. But I think the things that I'm most proud of being the president of the chamber is the advocacy that we do on behalf of our businesses. Not just our businesses, but the community as well. So when you're Tuna Consulting and you have a problem and you need help with, you know, talking to the city about something you want to do, or you want a drive-through in your company, in your business, but the city is fighting it, or code is fighting it, or something. It's an opportunity for me to go down there and talk to them and go, hey, how do we get past this, and work with them. So that's one of the things, and I've had to do that on behalf of several small businesses who, I'm here doing haircuts. I don't have time to go and fight City Hall. So that's one thing. On a larger level, we have contact with Congressman Gosar and with Kyrsten Sinema and our local legislators as well, with Sonny Borelli and Regina. And we go and talk with them or meet with them and say, hey, here's what we need help with. The LED sign issue was one a couple years ago. Lamar really was trying to get this done. Mm-hmm. It was being fought against by other people around the state, even though Maricopa County already had it.
Yeah. State.
Yeah, the state of Maricopa. Yeah. So we went down and we met with Regina Cobb and we met with Sonny and at that time Paul Mosley.
Oh, yeah.
The great Paul Mosley.
Yeah.
And
Speedy.
Yes, Speedy Mosley. And said, look, here's what we need help with. We want you to support this. And a couple of them were on board, and one was like, well, some of the people in my area are against it because of light pollution. And I said, we are literally, a quarter mile from Harris and the Riverside and the Aquarius and all that light pollution that's 24 hours over there.
Yep.
So if we... there's no reason we're not infringing on the observatory 250 miles away because of our LED sign.
Right. And they do crank them down a little bit at night, don't they?
They shut them off. They have to be – you're talking about the signs?
Right.
They have to be off at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. But before that, do they dim them a little bit?
Well, we do have a light limit that we have to
– okay.
I think they're called nits.
Nits?
Yeah, I think it's 200 nits it has to be under.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Well,
but, yeah, it can't be any brighter than that until 11 o'clock when it has to go off.
Oh, okay. And then they come back on at what?
I think six.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that.
So right now probably five. Of course, you wouldn't know that, John, but sun does come up at five now.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So that, those are the things. And it's not just the businesses that we're out there advocating on. We're heavily involved in this EPCOR thing, and we're gonna take the lead on it on the business side when we start fighting it or working on, the purchase, if that's what the dollar amount comes back as a decent dollar amount. We'll be leading on that. We've got issues with Suddenlink. We have issues with other ISPs. We're working on bringing in other people to do internet service, and that's all community things, not necessarily, that falls into the economic development realm, which we work quite a bit on. But anything for the community that the community needs,
And as a member, you talked about social media, and of course the chamber has a Facebook page, and then the chamber also. Explain the program, because you can send something to the chamber and they'll send it out to all their members on behalf of your business. If you do a little article that says, like Joe, this weekend Joe's having his, he was in yesterday, having his celebration.
Yep.
So if he wanted to, he could send that to you and you take that by itself and you email it to all your customers.
Yeah, so we got a couple different things. That's called an e-blast.
Right.
So we will e-blast it out. So you send it to us, if it's a flyer or a story or whatever. If you have a story and you want us to create a flyer, we'll do that.
Wow. You know,
we have Tina in our office. We'll take care of that. But you send it out. You send it to us, and we'll do a couple things. We'll e-blast it out to all of our members. Almost always, we'll immediately post it on our Facebook page. And then depending on what it is, we may add onto our website, you know, which sees a lot of people around the country or a lot of visitors to it. Yeah, we got a few different ways of getting it out there.
Okay. All right. Let us take a break, and we'll be back in a moment with John Panicker from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. If you have questions for John, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Varin Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Varin Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Varin Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Varin Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
She's real fine, my 409. We're back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. This is Larry Tuneforce, your host, and it's brought to you by Mojave Shred for your secure document protection. You know, by the way, if you ever get rid of a computer and you have the hard drive and you went, what am I going to do with this hard drive? It's got all my information. You call Randy up and he brings his truck out and they punch about a 2-inch round hole through the middle of it. And nobody can ever retrieve anything off there. Perkins Family Restaurant, they got a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then let me tell you something. The reason I had this little gut of mine is because they also got great pies, muffins, and cookies.
Little?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. And then we have Mojave Electric Cooperative where they have the co-op connection card. Only if you like to save money do you need one. If for some reason you don't like saving money, you don't need a co-op connection card. But if you like to use discounts everywhere you go around town, stop by their office on Hancock when you pay your bill and pick up your connection card. Barron's Pest Solutions, bugs, spiders, scorpions, those type of things. If you don't like them, well, they'll take care of them. Termites, too. And then if you have a bee problem, they'll remove those for you. So call Barron's if you've got some bugs hanging around. Swante's, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where I've been saying for 2 months now you can buy a Hyundai for under $30,000, but I was wrong. You can buy one for under $20,000, a brand new one. You can order it, the type of interior you want, leather or cloth, and what color. Just go up there and talk to the agents and all the sale guys at Swanties in Kingman. Again, our phone number is 702-298-1063. If you have a question, you want to call John. And you have a mixer coming up at Davis House.
We do.
Yeah.
And that is, well, we got, before that, we have Anderson Ford.
Oh, Anderson Ford. That's What's the date of that?
That's on the 13th.
Oh,
so it was originally. Yeah, it was originally supposed to be on the 6th, but that's the same day as Jackie's Chef's Fest.
Yeah, Chef Fest. Yeah.
So we moved it to the
13th. Oh, okay. So, so you moved it to the 13th.
And you remember Anderson's mixer last year.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. Yeah. They had set up all tables and everything.
And they had the...
And now they have Jessica Terry there, so I can imagine what it's going to be like. So that's the 13th?
That's on the 13th at 5:30 over at Anderson Ford. And they had the booth in there with the money.
Yeah.
The air.
Carol Finkenstein went in there and got $13, I think.
Yeah, so do some stretching before you get over there, because you're going to want to be able to do that. Yeah. And then on the 20th is the Davis Place mixer. We're working on their flyer this morning, so we're going to... Actually, when I leave here, I'm heading over to Davis Place.
Are all the residents here going to be asleep so that we can get together?
You know what? The way they sent it over to me was saying cocktails and cards. So they are going to be, and by cards, what do you mean cards? And she goes, well, just business cards, exchanging business cards.
Oh, and but, we were playing blackjack with some of the residents.
Yeah. So, we got that coming up. You know, it's funny, when you were talking about Barron, and Barron does a pile of stuff for us. You know, they do our
just
our
did
pest
all
control.
Your landscaping.
Yeah, you saw it.
Wow,
it
yeah.
Good. Yeah, they did a nice job, Ryan and Matt Hanrahan. Ryan is the technician out there, Ryan Davis, and they did a fantastic job.
But Matt's
job
the
on
one
it.
Who gives them the blessing to go
Matt
make
is
it
the
happen.
One saying,
yeah, hey, let's do this.
Hey, I'm tired of taking phone calls from John. Will you just get over there and get it handled? But you know what else they do? They do our pest control as well.
Right.
And I was talking to Matt and said, Dad, we don't have a pest problem, but I got a pigeon problem. And within a week, they were out there setting traps and and got rid of them, yeah. So
wow.
If you have a pigeon problem, they will come and take care of
that's
it as
good
well.
To know. Yeah. Okay, because they do my bugs at my house, too. And the guy was just there, I think, Monday or something, or Tuesday, and my garage door was open. So he says to me, oh, I went ahead and did the inside of your garage, too. Oh, okay, great, you know.
Yeah.
No extra charge. He just says, I went ahead and did your garage, too. Okay, thank you very much.
They do a good job. And you know, Matt does so much stuff for the community.
He does. He does.
So they're a great organization. There's another one of your sponsors that you mentioned something about, and I was
Perkins?
Was thinking, no.
Mojave Shred?
Randy Russo.
Yeah.
Great community supporter, chamber supporter. Yeah, they're great.
He was on a couple of weeks ago when Olivia came to our Kiwanis Club. Tuesday night we held our monthly meeting, and she spoke a lot about Gary Keith Park. Mm-hmm. And then she also accepted a check from our Kiwanis Club for $2,500.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm sure she'll put that to good use. And she's coming on here next month. Oh, let's see. The 18th, she'll be here the whole hour on the 18th and give all the updates. And she mentioned that Medi has already started building the bathroom there. So when you have the Corn Fest this year, there will be a restroom.
Oh, right on.
But she also said that the restroom will be the same size that Medi's designed, and they put one up down by the pickleball courts at Rotary Park. And there are three stalls for the men and three stalls for the ladies. So they're made for the daily use, not for events. So they will still have to bring in porta potties for Corn Fest and for Trunk or Treat when they do that this year.
Medi's like the king of bathroom facilities in the community. They did the ones down at the Mojave Valley Park down there.
Yeah.
They did those. Yeah, he's very proud of his bathrooms.
I'm sure he is.
Fairway Constructors for all your bathroom needs.
Yeah, but now he's got like six or seven homes down there under construction right now. He's a busy guy.
Yeah, my brother-in-law was looking at buying a place, and so we went and walked them, and they're really beautiful homes with the giant garages.
Yep.
Yeah, he's super busy. And, you know, I'll go by his office Saturday afternoon, and there's his car parked there. And I'll go by there Sunday morning, and there's his car parked there. So he puts in the hours for
sure. You don't work 8 to 5 in construction in Bullhead City.
No.
So.
No. Busy gang.
All right. So now, two mixers this month, And then who else is doing mixers the rest of the year? Do you have an idea?
We got JP's is doing one coming up.
JP's has a new owner.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Kathy Stearns, who was the bartender in there, she purchased it from them.
Right.
That and the firehouse.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy for her. I love the restaurant, and I'm kind of sad to see John get out of that. I really hope that it stays JP's.
Yeah. I don't know. I had lunch at Firehouse a week or so ago with Dr. Carolyn Stewart from the elementary school district, the new mm-hmm. superintendent, and she's my neighbor. And we were sitting there just having lunch chatting, and John was in there. And I said, I thought you were done. He goes, oh, no, I have a catering job. And I said, oh, you're a caterer now? And he goes, yes, it's for Medi.
Oh,
so I thought, oh, okay. So speaking of Medi, he was doing a cater job for him, and John was doing it himself to make sure it was right.
I think that John's going to stay still heavily involved in both the firehouse and more into JP's,
yeah.
Just because, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the story and how that all got started, but that
I
was
keep
kind of
texting him, telling him he needs to come on the show, but he keeps avoiding me.
You know what? He's you know, I've called him out at mixers when we say, he'll say, I'm John from Desert Lawn, and I'll go, and JP's, that bothers him.
Vice president of the chamber.
Yeah, that bothers him being called out for those things. So he kind of wants to be in the background, so I understand that. But it was his dad's dream was to open this, and so I think he's going to stay heavily involved in it to make sure that it succeeds.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And I'm real happy that at least for now, Kathy's going to keep it as JP's because I love that idea.
And it's been successful so far. So
I love it down there.
If you can make it through the summer when the snowbirds are gone, then you're on
you're
a home
golden.
Run. Yeah, you've got a home run then.
Yeah, you know what? And that's one of those things. And there's a few areas that are like that. But that was one of the spots. Where Correa's is down in Fort Mojave is another spot where everyone said, oh, every restaurant that goes, terrible idea moving in there. Every restaurant that goes in there dies. It was two. It was two restaurants. It was back-to-back, two barbecue places.
Yeah. And one was a bar, Beer 30.
Down at Correa's,
yeah.
No, I'm talking about JP's.
Oh.
You know, he replaced a barbecue guy who replaced another barbecue guy. Both of them make good food. It just may be a little bit more expensive. It didn't do the marketing that John does over at JP's.
Yeah. And then talking with Bo, when he put a thing on Facebook about, I'm going to have to close it. And part of it was the gas price is going up. And then all of a sudden, his prices of everything coming in there are going up. And you just can't keep passing everything on to the customer.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think people realize that out there when they vote for, like, a minimum wage to be raised to $14 or $15 that you're the one that's going to pay for that.
Right.
You know, your Big Mac is also going to all of a sudden be $19.95, you know. And
you know what, Larry? And that's one thing that I've been pushing on this whole Epcor thing is that people go, well, so my bill is going to go from $25 to $45. All right, it's $20. I'd rather do that than all the taxes that are going to take to buy a $100 million water service. Well, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
That's a little part. That part is palatable.
Well, and look how many times they've already raised it since they bought the water company.
But you got to think you've got the hospitals.
Yeah.
And you've got Walmart, and you've got all these other businesses that all of they're not going to eat the cost of how much their water suddenly is. That's passed on.
And all the restaurants, you know, we're talking about Perkins and we're talking about JP's. When the water price goes up for them, so do the prices of the food.
They're certainly not going to eat it.
And so then we, the customers, are paying for it twice.
Yeah.
Once at our homes and every time we visit a business.
Right, and what you're going to do is you're going to go to the business and they're going to say, all right, that burger is now $4.50 instead of $4.
Exactly.
And you're going to go, that restaurant is gouging me. No, that restaurant
is trying to pay the water bill.
Yeah. So that's one of the things we're going to be real active in this whole Epcor thing once it gets going.
All right. Let us take a break here. We're going to be for the show and we'll be back momentarily.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled, and loaded with fresh sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad, smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese, served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Playing Beach Boys today because I hear we're going to be close to 100 today. And so a little Beach Boys music for you because it just makes me think about, you know, summer and the beach time. What are you looking for?
Mojave Electric is the one I was trying
to think. Okay. Yeah, it's summertime, you know. It makes me remember going down to Huntington Beach when I was a kid and hanging out down there and getting into trouble. But our temperatures are climbing again.
Was it 97 today, 99 tomorrow, something like that?
It's up there.
It's going to be hot.
Once again, our show is brought to you by, as John just said, Mojave Electric Cooperative, also Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Shred, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Now, what were you going to say about...
Well, I was just going to say, and you know, we went out the last segment there talking about EPCOR, and in the last couple of months, we've had beef with EPCOR, our water, we've had beef with Suddenlink as an ISP. I now have a beef with Frontier as an ISP. And I think, man, all of our utilities, except for one, Mojave Electric. Mojave Electric, you know, they do such a great job and so involved in the community as well.
And he's the chairperson of your board.
No, he was last year. He's gone now. Okay. He's actually... we have one more meeting with him, so the next month will be his last meeting, and then he is leaving the board, resigning from the board.
Okay, and then soon you're going to plan the big luncheon switchover of the new boards?
Yeah, we'll have that. We do our version of the CAAs on a much smaller scale. We recognize we bring in our new board members, and we recognize our ambassadors, and we recognize our board members that are leaving. And then we, the mayor installs the new board and the new executive board, and then we give out some fun awards.
When are you planning that?
We usually do it in October.
Oh, okay.
So we got a couple of months. It probably should be closer to this time, but don't tell anybody. I still haven't done the budget for next year. That's supposed to already be approved.
So. We won't tell anybody.
Okay, keep that between us.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of things that I got to. I don't know what I'm doing here. I got to get back to it.
Now, you were part, and Toby Connor made a little impromptu visit the other day, and I asked him, how did it go in Las Vegas? And he said, really well. But the question that I threw out there, and I know that he can't say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so business is coming, and so-and-so wants to come, and I'm talking with this company, I'm talking with that company. So I don't even ask that question. I just said to him, I said, well, Toby, as you met with these people, did you ever get a gut feeling that one of them might call and ask more questions, or did they ask more questions there? And he said, yes, that some of them even drove down to see the area, and some of them have already called him. So it was a success?
It was a huge success. I don't really get too overwhelmed by meeting with people.
Right.
You know, but at one point, sitting in the booth there and talking about Bullhead City, we had the owner of City Square there, Ali.
Okay.
We had Elio Khalif there.
Right.
He was a huge developer and owner of a lot of property in town and a big, big, big Bullhead advocate.
Did you have Ann Pettit there?
Ann Pettit was there.
Yeah, because every building in town has her name on it for sale.
And another one, she's another one that is very
forward
advocating for the city as well.
Yep.
We had the owners of Riverview, the Leeds gentlemen.
Okay.
We had the people from the Mojave Crossroads down there. At one point, we had all these people in the booth at the same time trying to talk to them about what we'd like to see. So it was a huge event. If you saw the pictures on Facebook, you saw some of the candy that they put together.
Oh, yeah. Giving out candy bars. Not
bowl
little
bars, yeah.
Yeah, not little pieces of candy like Halloween. You guys were giving out candy bars.
Yeah, it was very – people loved to see it. It was and – you know, some of them just walked by and grabbed candy bars and kept going.
Yeah,
but some of them stayed and talked. But what really was the interesting part is the amount of people that came up and said, I've been hearing about Bullhead City. What's going on down there? What are you guys doing?
Oh,
why are we hearing so much buzz about Bullhead City? And then sitting down and showing them, you know, the field house pictures and showing them what's located where and seeing the map with the river running through it.
Well, and if you're looking to move to Arizona, if you look at Phoenix, there's no room to grow down there. There's no room to grow in LA, in the LA basin, but we have room to grow. There's plenty of room on the Parkway, the new Laughlin Ranch Boulevard. I mean, we have plenty of room for people to come here and set up camp and rock and roll.
Yeah, and we would go and meet with the end users, you know, not the end users, the restaurants themselves
right.
and the businesses themselves, and talk to them. And for the most part, we wouldn't get turned down because of our community. We would get turned down because these are hard numbers we need to be at. You need to have a population of 50,000 people within 4 miles.
Right.
Or your median income has to be $40,500 per person or something.
Right.
So those are the only reasons why we would get turned down. But we didn't really get turned down very much.
Well, that's good.
There were a lot of people. There are a lot of people that are on their way here. Some of them were already signed and sealed and we're just waiting for them to be delivered.
Okay.
Some of them were in the 95 to 96%
okay.
done
yeah.
kind of thing. But I think that, again, before the end of, probably not before the end of this year, but by summer next year, I think that there's going to be several new businesses that you're going to see specifically either in Riverview Mall. Some of them are already finalizing their plans to go near the 95 and Hancock area right
okay.
over there because they love having the high school there
right.
and the how busy that area is. We got some manufacturing that might be a couple years down the road, but it sounds like that's going to go through some multi-family residential units that are looking to get built here in Bullhead.
Good.
Because, you know, our inventory on that is really
yeah,
really
right
low.
Now, that's what all the agents are saying. There's no inventory out there to sell.
Yeah.
You know, my next-door neighbor, they moved out of state. Their house was on the market and sold within 30 days. You know, that's it. You know, the new people are already moving in. And they left a month ago.
I believe it. And you know, and what that's caused is the guy working at McDonald's or the guy working as a busboy somewhere or whatever that's making $13-14 an hour can afford a small apartment.
Right.
But now the way with the inventory being low, all those prices are going up. And now he can't afford that apartment, you know. And
exactly. He's stuck.
And somebody else can. Yep. So, you know, there's it's just not. It's
yeah,
not
the old day helpful. Of Three's Company, you almost have to buy a house with another couple or something and move into it.
Yeah. We did one of the developers was talking about it looks like it's going to move forward. He's going to be doing some affordable single-family homes.
Okay.
In the area that they already have a big chunk of property set aside for. So we got a lot of things coming. It was a great show. It was packed. It is.
Was Kingman or Havasu there?
Didn't see Kingman or Havasu. Oh. I saw that the Needles people were there.
Okay.
But you know the Needles, the Needles people are going to run into the same thing that we are on a much smaller scale.
Oh yeah.
You know,
you got to have 42 people within a mile.
You know? So they've got a few restaurants down there already.
Right.
If those restaurants now we were trying to lure them into town, they would be no. It's not going to happen.
Speaking of restaurants, I was in the new Jitterbug Diner, and they're going to be advertising with me here on Speak Out. But they're a nice little couple, and when I was in here yesterday to drop off their commercials, she ran out and said, I get back in the kitchen. I'll just take those and go. And I said, no problem. They were packed. And all they did was put it on Facebook that they were open. They hadn't even, you know, I'm sure all the employees told people, but they haven't advertised yet. And, you know, this town, when the new restaurant opens, it's like, oh, so I better go try it out, you know.
Got to see it, yeah.
So,
We're in discussions with them to get them into the chamber, but we're running into the same thing. I'm so busy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they are. Yeah. So
good for them.
And it's funny because when I talked to them about advertising, I figured the second week of June they would be ready. And she said, we might be ready then. So maybe move it back a little bit more because they're still crossing T's and dotting I's and working everything out and whatnot. So,
you know, people talk about, and we sent out a survey saying, hey, what would you like to see? And we got a lot of responses.
Olive Garden and
and some of those people some of those sit down family restaurants are on the radar.
Right.
There's one that I can't say the name of it, but we're about 95% sure that it's coming. And one of the things we can do with the sit down restaurants is say, well, the number one restaurant in town, family restaurant, on tax revenue is similar to your restaurant.
Right.
So we know that coming to town, you're going to be busy.
Yep.
And that's kind of Toby's thing is Toby's got all those facts and figures bouncing around in his head. So
Toby and Dave Lords.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had Dave Lords on a month or so ago and he ended up having his car broke down. So he called in, but boy, what a figure guy. I mean, he just whips those numbers off the top of his head. You would have thought he was a bean counter because he had all these numbers of how many houses we built this year and how many permits are going out this year and a ton of information.
I did his show, I don't know, kind of 3 weeks ago or something, and we sat down and towards the end of the show, he wanted to start going over some of the businesses that have come to town over the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's a long list.
Yeah, we didn't get through it.
I know. Yeah. I know. He shared that here, too. You know, he started off with Dot Foods, and then he went to, you know, Culver's, and just on and on and on and on and on.
Of course, because that's about the time that I took over as chair, as president of the chamber.
So you're taking all the credit.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm all about it. You know what?
It's a good thing Rocky called you, huh?
Yes. I ran into him in a bar.
Rocky from Doc Foods. Yeah.
Funny. But that ICSC show, that's where Hobby Lobby and Culver's and the upgrade to the Smart and Final.
I remember when Lisa McCabe was with the Economic Development, she had told me that Joann's, from the time they started talking with their Economic Development people to the time they cut the ribbon, was 7 years.
Yeah.
And so when these businesses start talking, that doesn't mean they're coming here in 6 weeks, 6 months, maybe not even 6 years. So, but they do start the process to start vamping out there and looking at where they want to grow and what they want to do. And talking with Joe yesterday, he's already looking at, he's going to expand onto that lot that he just bought and, mm-hmm. and build another metal building. And it's a year or so away, but that's what businesses do. They plan for the future. So we yeah. will see an Olive Garden. I may be totally retired by then, you know, but it will come someday.
Yeah, we just know that we got a lot of good things that are either weeks yeah. or months away. Or some of them that might be a little bit longer, but they're coming.
Give the chamber phone number in case people want to call you with a question.
It is 928-754-4121.
Okay.
Yes. Give me a call. I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. And if you want to join the chamber, call John, and he'll take care of that. Or if you want to come to one of our mixers, just call and ask him about it and show up.
You can go to our website and sign up for the newsletter, too.
There you go. Just perfect. All right. Thanks, John.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Come play where the locals win. Aquarius Casino Resort. Thomas from Bullhead City won $4,000 playing video poker. Geraldine from Laughlin won $7,000 playing video keno. Billy from Kingman won $10,515 playing video poker. And Pamela from Fort Mojave won $1,353 playing Titan 360. You could be our next big local winner at Aquarius Casino Resort today.
I don't think the Beach Boys ever played a song that they didn't start singing on the first note, you know, instead of a little work their way up to it. Hey, let's do a little community calendar for you right now. If you'd like to put something on the community calendar, just email it to me at tuneforce at gmail.com. And if that doesn't work for you, it's not a problem. You can also call me here in the studio, and I can sure put it on also for you. We do that all the time. Everything that we have on our community calendar is also found on the Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0. Now, today, coming up at 3 to 6, is the opening of the residential facility for the aging adults. This is the Sycamore House in Kingman, and that's at 1743 Sycamore. That happens today from 3 to 6. You might go tour it and check it out. That's why they're opening it up to the public today. And if you have any questions, call Mojave Mental Health at 928-757-8111. Also in Kingman, Kingman's a happening place today, they have the City Expo down at the park where the locomotive is. All the city offices are going to be there. They're all going to have tables and whatnot. So if you've got a question about zoning, you've got a question about the roads, you've got a question about the police department, the fire department, trash, whatever it may be, go down there today because you're going to get all your questions answered. They're all going to be set up. You can just walk right up and start talking to them. Also kicking off today through the 2nd, it's the Western Romp, Ride in Military Pride at the American Legion here in Laughlin, Post 60. And a little band will be playing called Blackbone Classic Rock and Blues Band. So if you got any questions, it's ridepost60.com. And tomorrow morning, 8:30 in the morning, bright and early, the Chamber of Commerce here in Laughlin is having their networking breakfast. And that's at the Chamber right here on Casino Drive. It's the very first building as you come across the bridge. It's the very first building on your right-hand side. You can't miss it. Saturday, we have the Farmer's Market in Kingman. Kingman happening again. Kingman on the Walpies both. So they have the Farmer's Market at Thunder Event Center. And that's from 8 until noon. If you got any questions, call Tom at 928-542-6059. And then National Trails Day in the Walpi Mountains, and that's from 8 until noon. So check that out. Next week, coming up, we were talking about JP's earlier with John Hassett. John Hassett being owner, and we were talking about it with John Paniker, but they have the Colorado River Relay for Life kickoff party at JP's coming up on Wednesday, the 5th, between 5 and 8 p.m. You got any questions, you call Karen, 928-201-2327, or Debbie. She has this out-of-country number. No, not really. It's area code 202-805-5417. And then the Chef's Food Fest is next week, but I hear it's sold out. Wow, that's fantastic. Sold out next week, the 32nd annual Chef's Food Fest. So that's some of the things going on around our community. Tomorrow we have the Women's Council here. We have Ashley and Leslie. They're going to talk about the Western Auction and some other things going on in the Women's Council. That's going to can it for the tuna today. Sean Hannity's up next after the news and the weather. You have a great day. Don't forget, check your smoke detectors and make sure they work, because otherwise your family's not safe from an accidental fire. I'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.